Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
On Monday's show... That's probably unnecessary. On Monday's show, we will talk about the Bears and their game against the Saints, and maybe we'll be even talking about a win. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe I spent too much time looking at the tape and breaking down the numbers, just trying to figure out a way for them to not go on a slide, because if you lose this game, you're probably sliding at that point, considering who's on the horizon for you. Thanks to Herbie for his hard work on today's show. Thanks to Dan and Spiegel for a really, really crackling crosstalk opportunity at the front end of the show. And now I have another one on the back end of the show with Danny Parkins and Carrington Harrison. Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence? Good stuff today, man. It's been a weird 24 hours for White Sox fans, and we speculated on it yesterday when the email came out that had AJ Hinch's signature. This is going to be like, well, but you know, I feel for you guys in the sense of, like, not only do you have to rationalize that your team hired Tony La Russa in this fashion, but the guy that many of us thought was the favorite and the actual best candidate for the job, who fit all of Rick Hahn's characteristics, and by a lot of the reporting was actually Rick Hahn's first choice, and people wanted Rick Hahn to get his first choice. Oh, no big deal. You'll just have to go up against him 19 times a year. And he's obviously going to manage the Tigers longer than Tony La Russa is going to manage the White Sox. So, like, you're going to be reminded of the what could have been regularly.
Well, luckily, though, they don't have any firepower. Like, at least for the next couple of years, the Tigers don't have any firepower. So I don't suspect that it'll feel that way. The bad part is I don't know how long Tony wants to manage, but you would think that while he's getting close to how old Connie Mack was when he finally left managing, that he maybe doesn't want to manage into his 80s, or becomes more difficult for him to manage in his 80s, that by that third year, and we don't, do we even know how long Tony's deal is? It said multi-year.
I said that yesterday after the press conference. I thought the media did a good job, so this isn't me throwing arrows. It's just, we're hoping that we're going to get him next week, and it will be my first question. And I thought it was the most obvious question of the whole press conference, frankly.
How long do you want to manage?
Exactly. How long do you want to manage? How long is your contract? Because the window is, in theory, like 6 years, right? In terms of, like, through Luis Robert, right? Like,
right. If we're going through all those guys' contracts.
Right. It's a 6 year window. He didn't get a 6 year contract, and he's probably not managing 6 years. So it's just,
I mean, we don't know that.
Okay, you're right. We don't. But I was surprised. Like, I thought that, like, every great questions. They really did. The follow ups, Tim Brown. It was a good press conference. It was thorough and all that. But I don't know. I thought that was, like, the most obvious thing that we still don't have an answer to, frankly.
Yeah, I wonder about that, and I also wonder about, I mean, the bigger issues of baseball, I think, will play a role, too. Is there going to be a work stoppage? What does that do to, you know, like, there's a lot. There is a lot to try and figure out. Does he even, want to manage in, if we start the season in this environment, does he want to be in this environment? Like, does he want it that badly to manage? And he made it pretty clear yesterday that he wants, like, it hurt him to not be managing. And I was saying earlier, I thought that was probably his best moment in the press conference yesterday, where he's going through, yes, I was around baseball, and yes, I was working for these organizations, but it didn't feel the same, and it didn't feel right, and I felt like I was missing out on something, and that's why I am stepping back into this arena. But do you really want to do it in this environment? It just seems like the worst environment to put someone who is at a high risk category. The hope is that we are beyond this by the time baseball comes up, but there are no guarantees that that's the case.
Well, I'd also say, and we've all been in baseball clubhouses, and this is relevant to Justin Turner and how the Dodgers celebrated it. It's relevant to the conversation around protesting. Like, baseball's a conservative sport politically. And so it should not come as a shock that Tony La Russa seems to hold some of those values and viewpoints. Like, that is a majority opinion in the baseball ecosystem. And so I think that goes in line, right? It's breaking politically right now. I'm not making a huge judgment here on that one side or the other, but like, it's absolutely true that, like, how you feel about the pandemic and your risk calculus for it and all of that stuff is breaking along political lines if we're just keeping it 100 here. So, like, I think that that's part of it with Tony La Russa. If in regards to that, he's like, man, I want to manage. I care about baseball. The people that we talked to yesterday, the two players who had played for him, Ron Kittle and Matt Holliday, Holliday said the biggest negative he would say, because I asked him for best positive, best negative, said the negative he would say about La Russa was that he's not the manager who, like, knows about or even necessarily cares about anything about you other than a baseball player. Your family, your interests, your passions. It's like you ask him, hey, Tony, how's your day going? And he's like, well, talk to me at 10 o'clock when the game's over. Like, he is a very one-track man. And so, you know, Tim Anderson, he cares about things other than baseball. Some of them self-interest motivated, right? Like his YouTube page.
Right.
Some of them social justice causes. But, like, this is a man with interests.
And it's a guy who plays baseball but kind of doesn't like baseball.
Correct.
You know?
So I mean, I don't know. But, again, that's the split, right? Like, this story is twofold, and Carrington pointed out routinely yesterday, like, there's the baseball qualifications. Can the guy manage the bullpen? Can he could just manage your team. He can do that part of it.
Right.
And then
I honestly don't think that part of it is in question. Like,
the most important thing to this team, right? If it's like, hey, Tony, don't mess up in pressure situations, handle the bullpen, tell us what it's like to win in October and stay out of everything else, then, like, it can work. But the worry is that Tony La Russa is going to mess up all of the other stuff that the White Sox have going for him.
That he wants to run a fiefdom, and maybe the times have changed so that he can't do that. Carrington, what did you think of the press conferences yesterday? You guys ran it pretty much all of it.
I was listening to your show earlier, and I thought you made a really good point where most of the racist people that I know, one of the things that they love to tout is, I don't have a racist bone in my body. Like, I think if you could redo any part of the press conference, that's the one that you would probably do. I also didn't think how a lot of times you want to win that press conference. A 76-year-old baseball manager is not coming out and winning it, but you guys were just having the conversation about energy. It could be possible that Tony La Russa, who is this ultimate baseball guy who loves baseball more than anything, if you could pick any team to manage for these next 3 years to give yourself a chance to win a World Series, you'd probably pick the team that he chose to manage.
Yeah, because the Padres aren't calling him, right? Like, that's the other part of it, right? The Dodgers aren't calling him, and so
no one was calling him except for this particular team, and even inside that, this particular owner, like, no one else in baseball was going to give him an opportunity to manage their team.
Exactly. And, you know, and that is probably true now. And I know Passan said that last night on SportsCenter. But, I mean, La Russa did have an offer. I think in 2017 it was reported that he turned it down. Like, he's had an offer to get back since he left in 11, but obviously that was 9 years ago. So there's been a lot of time there. I also think, and people can say, oh, Parkins, you're a millennial, you live your life on social media, all that stuff. I haven't seen one.
Not a peep.
Dude.
Not a peep.
This is a team that is fairly active and fairly, you know, we have James Fegan's reporting. Very interesting article. Most of it anonymous, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Passan, great reporter. I would say the single best in baseball. All anonymous reporting on it. Steve Stone commented finally on Twitter, was positive about it, but he's also he's like, I never talk about politics or social stuff, and, you know, he's employed by the team. He's not going to be the guy who's going to crush the new hire. So, yeah. Like, where's Lucas Giolito? Where's Tim Anderson? Where's anybody? Where's Dallas Keuchel, who commented when they got rid of Rick Renteria? Like,
and it looked like they were going to hire A.J. Hinch. Like, that was kind of the wink of what was going on with Keuchel's Twitter profile. I think that I thought about that, Danny. I think it's a really interesting point that you bring up. I'm going to allow them some space because they probably have some of the same preconceived notions that I have on this, and maybe they do want to. I'm okay with them taking their time and being like, I want to know this guy. Like, I want to get in front of this guy or get in front of a Zoom with this guy and figure out if we can coexist. And they've probably run into people like him in baseball before, because, you know, on the way up you run into guys that are in charge of fiefdoms, and this guy comes with a whole bunch of credentials too. He's got a bust in Cooperstown. Like, this is a real
dude.
But
that's the part. That's the part that's unusual, right? Like, if you just said in a vacuum, remove the names from it, and I know that that's a hypothetical that we don't have the luxury of doing, but if we said in a vacuum, young, talented team, overachieved, went to the playoffs, is ready to enter their World Series window of contention, hires third winningest manager in the history of the sport who's already in the Hall of Fame, that removing names and past comments should get 100% approval rating and should have all of the players doing backflips. Can't wait to work for him. Can't wait to meet him. It's an honor to be playing for a living legend. All of the, like, and we got none of it. So you're right. Like, I'm not mad. I don't care that no one has said anything, and it's totally fair. Like, get to know the guy, give him time, whatever. But social media is instant. It, you know, it's the type of thing where people react on the fly while they're Twitch streaming, or, you know, Zach LaVine found out about Billy Donovan while he was playing Call of Duty, and he was like, he shared his thoughts, like, you know what I mean, in the moment stream of consciousness. Like, these guys have been on Instagram and Twitter since Tony La Russa's been hired, and none of them have chosen to comment. That's unusual, right? It's unusual.
Yes,
absolutely. Okay.
There's no doubt about it.
Just like the modern post-millennial athlete. I don't even know what we're calling them, but that's whatever it is.
Gen Z.
Gen Z. They're all Gen Z. It's, I guess, kind
of. I think there's a couple of millennials in there, but I think most of them are Gen Z kids.
Yeah. So whatever it is, it's unusual that they haven't commented in the moment, because our generation loves to comment in the moment. So we got a busy show today, man, but it's fun. Like, we had 4 hours of the La Russa stuff yesterday, so we will do some of it, including. We listened to A.J. Hinch and how, let's just say, his line of questioning slightly different than Tony La Russa's.
No one asked him about, you know, he didn't have to defend himself as not racist in his press conference.
He didn't, but he was asked. there was an incredible malaprop at the start of the press conference. Incredible. Because there's an elephant in the room with A.J. Hinch.
Right.
Right? Just like there were elephants in the room for Tony La Russa, but the reporter just butchered the elephant. So we will have some fun with that. But listen to this lineup, man. We have Deuce McAllister to get
Deuce,
the Saints. Yeah, he's the Saints radio analyst. He joins us in half an hour. Olin Krutz, you know, it's Bears Friday. Olin Krutz at 3. We moved Wani from yesterday to today because of the La Russa news. So Wani at 5. And at 4 o'clock, White Sox fans might be interested. Paul Konerko.
You don't get a 15,000 square foot house in Arizona.
Yeah.
You're not the man.
Yeah. I learned that 15,000 word answers. He is eloquent.
He's thoughtful. One of the most thoughtful athletes I've ever covered.
Exactly. And he has thoughts because I had to tape it this morning. So he has thoughts. It's good. White Sox fans will absolutely be interested.
And that's how you get a 16,000 square foot house in Scottsdale.
Damn it.
That's right.
16,000.
It's okay. Don't shortchange him square footage, though. That's not right.
Man, that's significant. Like, that 1,000 square foot is significant.
It's a real big house.
You can do a lot of stuff there.
I don't think
all his hockey equipment.
16,000 square feet. I've never been in a house that approaches that. Like, even like inside, I've read about them or seen them in movies. That is. Yeah. Right. Dan McNeil. Yeah. That's true. He's like, it's okay. You know, I'm not on the golf course. I'm like, Mac, I can hit a pitching wedge from your front yard to the golf course, and I suck at golf. You're on the golf course, okay?
That probably means you're on the golf course.
It means you're on the golf course. Yeah, you just happen to be across like a little road from the golf course. You're on the golf course. So we're hanging out, man. It's going to be fun. Send you into your holiday weekend.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that it's Halloween. I don't know how, but I do. Like, I keep forgetting that that's a thing, and people – I should go get some – no one's coming here for candy, right? That's not a thing.
On Thanksgiving morning, it's spooky out there.
Less. Oh, you're the best. I don't know, man. I would just turn off the front porch light and be like, this is a COVID-free zone. We're not doing trick-or-treating this year.
It's probably fair. All right, well, you boys have fun today, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, sir. Lawrence, have a good weekend. Herb, you as well. Good stuff on the Locked On Sox podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.